Hello, my dear friend. This is me, Khatere. Finally, I came back after a long time from my pre-let stock. But seriously, I don't want to bring an excuse. But really, I didn't have enough time to participate in let stock. But it doesn't matter. Something is important. Now I'm here. One day, I decided to find another interesting subject to share with you. Finally, I found in the internet the interesting subject. I hope would be interesting for you too, which named respect. I hope you enjoy a lot. Let's talk about it. And there we go. Respect. We all want it. But are you willing to do what it takes to get it? First, let me mention to something. Respect is not automatic and also is not a guaranteed. It is something you have to earn it by respecting yourself, you know. These all start with respecting yourself. So, the important things here is if you don't respect yourself, you can't expect the other people to respect you, you know. And my dear friends, people, they can feel it, they can sense it, and they will treat you accordingly, you know. Here, there are several steps about respect and how to earn respect and make it clear, okay? Let's talk about it. Step number one: take pride in your appearance. This means your hygiene, this means your grooming, this means your style by taking pride in your personal packaging, you know. This is sending the message to the outside the world. Now here, let me bring an example. I'm gonna to in mention to something the way of style of dressing up than you in these days you can see in the street. You dress like crap and your pants hanging down off your ass and your underwear show. Now you tell me, guess what you're sending the message about yourself wealth. See, people can see that, people can feel that, people know that and know this, and they will treat you accordingly. Do you agree with me? Step number two: stand up for your beliefs by expressing your true feeling, even if in these feelings are very different from your friends, very different from your peers. You know, in this step, probably it would be the most difficult step to actually master, because so many time we get caught up to herd mentality. We don't want to rock the boat, you know. We all afraid of to tell the people what we really think. Even if you know what they're doing is totally wrong and what you feel is completely and absolutely right. So, my dear friends, you need to be independent thinker just in order to command respect. Okay. The next step number three, speak respectfully. Use of the word such as please, may I, thank you, and generally clean up your language. You know, there is no need to excessive use of profanity. You know, when you're cursing the people all the time, you know, guess what? You sound unintelligent, ignore it, and you know what happened. You do that, and people automatically tune you out, you know, and the curse people, and really no need to curse the people just in order to get your point across that. And next step number four, think before you react. I know really this step is pretty hard, you know, and what something is not really easy to do, because what I encourage you to do this is practice thinking prior to reacting, because so many time when you got into a violent situation, the people automatically snap and they react. So that's why I said it's pretty hard, but you should try, and I know you can do it. Just give it a shot and manage your feeling, manage your think with react. And step number five, if I'm not wrong, respect other, okay, it's a golden rule. You've heard it since when you've been a little, you know. I treat others the way that you wanted to be treated, you know, it's some simple right. And let me mention to something. In my opinion, respect is a two-way street. If you don't respect, others respect or consideration to their view or feeling, you don't expect them to respect you or yours. The deal is, really, you don't have to be angry with all the time with the people. You don't have to see things eye to eye. They're on the same level, you know. But the fact is, you need to respect where they're coming from and try to understand them, okay? And another aspect of respecting is, don't bad mouth people. Don't talk behind somebody's back. If you got a problem, if you got an issue, if you got something, you need to say somebody say it, and you can do it, doesn't matter, but try to in a respectful manner, okay? And the next step number six, in my opinion, it's a very, very important point, okay? Be a man of your word. My friend, if you say you're gonna to do something, okay, do it. And if you don't lie about it. Please be honest with all the time with people, with yourself, okay? Just don't try. Just don't lie about everything. The next step, and I think it would be the last step number seven, try your best at everything. It doesn't matter if it's not exciting things, it doesn't matter if this is something kind of bored, just try hard, try your best, okay? And you need to try your hardest all the time. You may just try your hardest, but it might be sucked. It doesn't matter. Just you try your the best at everything. And at the end, I'm going to say, please, my dear friend, respect yourself. Please respect the others. And, you know, this world needs role model. And you tell me, are you man enough to be one? Okay, it was the end of my topic. I hope you enjoy a lot and would be benefit for you, and just try to think about what even one mean, okay? Enjoy your winter. Thank you for listening, and don't forget, be positive with Big Grand. Have a nice day.
And bye-bye.